This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Don't be alarmed if you notice a plume of smoke northeast of Denver. It's from a prescribed burn at the Rocky Mountain Arsenal. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service manages the wildlife refuge. It says the burn will help remove invasive weeds and overgrown vegetation. The work will continue throughout the day. Firefighters are also on hand to help manage any unplanned fires. A program to help young people with substance abuse issues will continue to operate if Congress signs off on a new bipartisan bill. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Colorado Representative Joe Neguse and a group of his colleagues in the House are trying to renew authorization for the Substance Abuse Affected Youth Initiative. The program is run by the Department of Justice and is meant to help local governments and organizations treat addiction. Its authorization and funding are set to expire next year. The bill would extend it through 2026. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A fish species native to the Colorado River has recovered well enough to no longer be considered endangered. The humpback chub was listed as endangered in the 1960s due to the impact dams had on its habitat. But years of conservation work seems to have paid off, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The agency has proposed that the fish be reclassified as threatened. Some environmental groups, though, have criticized the move, saying future development and climate change may hurt the rebounding species. This is CPR News. Fort Collins is at 72 degrees and fair tonight. The low will go down to 40 degrees and it'll be partly cloudy.